We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We're in the middle of Simon Reish Samach Gimel, which is discussing the laws more specifically of lighting the Shabbos candles. And on this, the Ramah tells us, Ha'isha, in the event, they have a woman, Sheshacha Pamachas Lahadlik, that she, for whatever reason, she forgot to light the Shabbos candles. Madlekas Koyameha Shleishas Neros. For the rest of her life, she lights three candles. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that, what do you mean three? What's the significance of three? Says Mari, this is referring specifically to the situation in which there were only two candles that she lit, which we said, which is actually brought down in Shulchan Aruch, which we discussed last time, Keneged Zachar and Shamar. But there are also other people that light more than that. But in the event that you light two candles and she forgot to light that Shabbos, then we light three. So it's not, three is not any magic number, it's just that you have to add on to that which you normally do. So if you would light typically three candles, you forgot to light one Shabbos, so now you have to light four. Let's say she forgot numerous times, and we discussed this a little bit in other Sfarim, that she would have to continuously light more candles. And the purpose of this is for her to hopefully generate a greater appreciation for the Shabbos. Kol mishum knas, and this is a penalty. Kadesh dehei zahira b'kavod Shabbos. The fact that she doesn't light the Shabbos candles, she probably shows a lack of kavod Shabbos. She didn't plan out her time properly to light the Shabbos candles. It was truly a priority. She would have made sure to have had ample time to fulfill this very important mitzvah, and therefore this is a kenas that she'd always be more meticulous in this mitzvah. Yal kein, in the ends of lo hidlika, but let's say the reason why the Shabbos candles were not lit on any particular Friday is because it was something really beyond that individual's control. Kagon, shehoisa beveis ha'asurim b'kiyotze b'zeh. I don't know why they're in jail, that's another question. But let's say that for some reason she's locked up in prison, and for that reason there's no candles around. That's one of the things they take away from you, I guess. So she wasn't able to light the Shabbos candles. That's perhaps another example, right? Einus Tzrich L'Hosef. In that situation, she does not need to add any candles, because how could we kenas her for something which is beyond her control? And perhaps we can think of other examples as well. Kosev Eliyahu Rabba. Eliyahu Rabba says, D'be'isha Aniya. When it comes to a situation where people were impoverished, can't afford to buy candles, it's hard enough to have two candles, to have a third candle, it's devastating at such an expense. So Yeshul Hakel, we can go lenient in the case of when she forgot, and instead of having to add a third candle, Shetosef Koyimeh HaMat Shemin Yot Baner, or just to add a little bit more, just a drop more of oil, and this way it's still a kenas, it's still a zecher for her to remember that she made that mistake. The im he madlekas neros, and if she doesn't light candles, she lights candles, she doesn't use oil, then tadlik tamid ner echad ma'at yoser orech matchilim. And she should, at least one of her candles should be a little bit larger. This way she knows, why did I buy and why am I always using a larger candle? It's because I made a mistake. And this way, at least this knas still is enacted, but we're not going to cause someone to have such a financial loss in a situation where they're so poor. It's interesting that the Bar Halacha says, even though we don't paskin like this, quotes the words of the Magen Avraham, the Prima Gadon, he says, Tehu adin im lo shachal gamri, that the same ruling of kenasing this woman to light an additional candle forever is even the situation where she did not completely forget. Rak shechisra ner echad mema shehoyser regila metchila. Let's say you light 10 candles. And according to this opinion, if she lit 9 candles, she didn't light that 10th one. In that situation, we also give her this kenas. Even though she really did light candles, but she didn't light that which she typically does. We don't hold like this. This is Vonahira, the chol zehu rak minhag. Because it's just a minhag, the actual din, is to at least light one candle, and there's different minhagim to light more. So provided that at least a candle or a couple of candles were lit, even if it's less than that which you typically do, we're not going to kenas you. You don't have to light any more candles in the future. The Pesukei Tshuvos deals with another question. All is brought down in the Mechaber, in the Mishnah Berurah, is Shabbos. You forgot to light the Shabbos candles. What happens in the event that a woman forgets to light Yom Tov candles? Do we say that same rule that for all other times that candles are lit, that she should always add an extra candle? And as you can probably gather, it's Machlokas. The Piskei Tshuva says, "Im shachul lahadlik miyom tov." If a person forgot to light on Yom Tov, yesh sovrim. There are those that say, "Chedin is shavuk kamo b'shavus." That the same laws apply. V'sriach lahadlik kol yemeh ha'oner, and she'll always have to light an additional candle. He says, "Vegam b'shavus mosifa." You would think so, but he doesn't say that. He says that according to those opinions, also on Shabbos you would have to add. The chinim shachah b'Shabbos mosifa od ner gam b'yom tov. So even though you forgot to light Shabbos candles, you would still have to add that extra candle also when you light the Yom Tov candles. V'yesh sovrim, there are those that say that when it comes to forgetting on Yom Tov, ein k'nas aleha ladak od ner. We're not as strict. We don't say that it's necessary for it to add an extra candle if you forgot to light the Yom Tov candles. So what's the difference? She still forgot. Assuming it's not Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's just a regular Yom Tov. So the truth is, we know that on Yom Tov, she could still take a fire and she can still have the candles lit, even though it's already Yom Tov. Of course, when it's Shabbos, you can no longer light Shabbos candles. It has to be before Shkia. When it comes to Yom Tov, there's much more room to be lenient. It's provided that the meal is still being eaten, so that there's still pleasure that's being derived from those candles, then she's still allowed to light. And therefore, it's such an uncommon thing. Very interesting concept. He says that when it comes to the Shabbos candles, it's possible that you'll not have enough time and you won't light them. When it comes to the Yom Tov candles, think about it practically. You can light them even while it's Yom Tov. In the middle of your meal, someone is bound to remember that the candles were never lit. And therefore, for an entire meal to go by in Yom Tov, to not recognize and remember that the candles were not lit, that's something which is not common. And there's a principle that when there's a milsa lo shchicha, when it's a matter which is not common, the chachamim don't make a gezerah. The rabbis don't make arbitrary decrees, things which don't typically apply. The purpose of a decree is to protect the hamonam from making a mistake. But if it's something which is such a rarity, they're not going to make such a decree. And therefore, according to this opinion, in the event that a person would not light the candles on Yom Tov because it's such an infrequent mistake, that person would not have to light an additional candle for all future Shabbos.